With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Israeli military says 10 Israelis and 4 Thai nationals have been released from captivity in the Gaza Strip and have been returned to Israel. It was the 6th such release by Hamas under a ceasefire between Israel and the terrorists. Israel is to release 30 Palestinian prisoners later. Orna Nutra, who's the mother of IDF member Omer Nutra, says her life has been turned upside down since her son was kidnapped.
There has been some progress this week, but Omer is still not with us. And the clock continues to tick, and not in our favor.
Meanwhile, the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas set off a firestorm of anti-Semitism. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism, the likes of which we haven't seen for generations in this country, if ever.
Schumer, the nation's largest-ranking Jewish official, cautioned progressives and young people against unwittingly embracing bigotry in the name of social justice. A vote on whether to expel Congressman George Santos will be held tomorrow in the House of Representatives. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that. Everybody's working through that, and we'll see how they vote tomorrow.
The vote to expel comes in the wake of a scathing report by the House Ethics Committee that found substantial evidence of lawbreaking by the New York Republican. Arizona's top prosecutor says officials in a rural county who delayed canvassing the 2022 general election results have been criminally charged. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 13 points. This is SRN News. They really are coming for your children.
The Wall Street Journal has been testing Instagram's Reels video service by setting up fake accounts pretending to be teenage boys and girls. What the paper found was that almost instantly those accounts were offered videos full of smutty content and overtly sexual adult videos. Experts have been warning for years that the algorithms that power many social media platforms are actively shopping salacious content to children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A unique offer to Christians in Indonesia. The Ministry of Religion says believers will be allowed to use government buildings as temporary houses of worship while they wait for their building permits to be processed. International Christian Concern says the government now admits religious minorities are having a hard time worshiping safely without churches in the midst of a mostly Muslim population. ICC and other religious freedom advocates welcome the announcement. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City on a U.S. citizen originally from India. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.